Good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the regular meeting of the California Regional Water Quality Control Board, Powhatan Region. My name is Pete Pumphrey. I'm from Bishop, and I am the chair. I want to thank the members of the public for coming to our meeting. We do a better job when you participate in the issues that come before us. At this time, I would like to introduce the other members of the regional board. Kimberly Cox from Hellendale. Keith Diaz from Rosamond. Dr. Amy Horn from Truckee. Don Jardine from Markleyville. And Eric Sandell from Truckee. The executive officer is Patty Kuyumjin. Ms. Kuyumjin, would you please introduce the staff that's here with us this evening?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good evening, everyone. With us this evening, we have Lori Kemper, our assistant executive officer in the back there. Mike Plasiak, our division manager here in Victorville. Doug Smith, also our division manager here. We have Kim Meyer here to left, our legal counsel. Sue Gennaro, who's our board clerk. Richard Booth, from Tahoe office. Ann Holden here, Tahoe office. Lisa Dernbach as well, from our Tahoe office. I saw Patrice Copeland come in. Thank you. We also have some members of our state board staff attending. We have Frances McChesney from our state board staff, Laura Draband, and Gita Kapai. And I apologize if I missed anyone who came a little bit late. So, but that's our staff, and thank you.
Thank you. The regional board will be considering many items during this meeting. Although we must use our time wisely, we encourage your input on any item so that our decisions will be based on all available information. If you wish to speak on any agenda item, please fill out an orange card indicating which item you wish to address and how many minutes you will need. Although we do not administer an oath in most proceedings before this board, we expect all statements made before the board to be truthful, with no attempts to mislead by false statement, deceptive presentation, or failure to include essential information. We also ask that you obey our ground rules, which are: treat everyone with respect. This includes board members, board staff, anyone who testifies, and your fellow citizens. This means no personal attacks and no violent, contemptuous, or disruptive behavior. In the interest of everyone's time, please communicate your ideas clearly and efficiently. So that we can develop an accurate administrative record, we ask that you speak only after you have been recognized. At that time, please come to the lectern and speak to the agenda item. If you do not follow these rules or become repetitious, I may ask you to sit down. Any person aggrieved by an action or inaction of the regional board, including but not limited to the issuance, modification, or rejection of waste discharge requirements, administrative civil liability, or a cease and desist order, may petition the State Water Resources Control Board to review that decision. The State Board must receive the petition within 30 days of the Regional Board's meeting at which the action was taken. Board staff will provide you with copies of the regulations about filing petitions if you request them. They are also available on the State Water Resources Control Board's website. Item one, this evening, resolution in honor of the service of Jack Clark as a member of the Lahontan Water Board. I'd like to read the proposed resolution. Whereas Jack Clark was a valued leader, mentor, co-worker, and wonderful friend to many during his 17 years serving as a Lahontan Water Board member from 1996 to 2013. Whereas Jack understood the challenge for small or disadvantaged dischargers to comply with the board's water board's regulations, yet he recognized the need to protect water, our most precious resource. As a result, Jack encouraged Lahontan Water Board staff to work with dischargers to find a reasonable path forward to achieve water quality protection. Improvements to wastewater treatment plant operation and disposal practices, especially in the southern Lahontan region, resulted from his strong leadership, practical approach, and deep desire to protect groundwater for current and future generations. Whereas Jack had a special gift of being a problem solver capable of respectfully communicating with everyone, whether it was a corporate executive, small business owner, professional consultant, environmental activist, or a parent concerned about the safety of their child's drinking water. Whereas Jack focused his attention on resolving the Los Angeles County Sanitation District Number 20 Palmdale groundwater nitrate problem. In the 1990s, Palmdale had rapid population growth, resulting in nitrate-polluted groundwater from its wastewater discharges. Jack attended monthly public meetings to discuss and plan treatment plant improvements to remove nitrogen and reuse the treated wastewater to prevent pollution. His participation resulted in Lahontan Water Board adopted enforcement orders that incentivized the district to complete treatment plant upgrades, providing the community with reliable and effective means to treat and reuse its wastewater, even as more growth occurs. Whereas Jack provided clear direction to Lahontan Water Board staff concerning spill response and pollution cleanup at the Molly Corp Mountain Pass mine. In the late 1990s, Jack's leadership as a water board chairman was instrumental to staff addressing historical wastewater spills there. Soon after the releases were discovered in 1997, the Lahontan Water Board participated in a two-year multi-agency incident command response to clean up areas near the Mojave National Preserve. Jack supported staff's effort, acknowledging the complexity of those types of problems and the need to focus limited staff resources to produce the most effective outcomes. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the members of the Lahontan Water Board and its staff express their sincere condolences to Jack's family and friends and hereby recognize and approve Jack's outstanding contributions and dedication to the Lahontan region. What I'd like to do is ask, before we vote, such as it is, for comments from individual board members, starting with Mr. Diaz.
Well, first of all, that was an excellent resolution. It summed up some of the major contributions Jack made, so I have very little to add to that, but I would like to say that I was proud to have considered him a friend, and I'm proud to have been able to serve with him.
Thank you. Mr. Sandell?
Again, I'll echo that the resolution was really well written. Jack was really well known for his inexhaustible patience during some of our most difficult hearings. He made certain that each person had their say, and I think all of us learned from his example and are better off from having worked with him.
Mr. Jardine.
I also feel the resolution is a wonderful resolution for a wonderful, wonderful person. I looked on him as a guide, a friend, an example, a mentor, someone to look up to guide us through some really rough times. And he is just a wonderful person and good people.
Ms. Cox.
I knew Jack for many, many years as a colleague in the water industry. He was such a well-respected leader in our high desert region. One of the last conversations I had with Jack was about my pending appointment to this board, and he told me he was looking forward to coming back in January. And I'm just really sorry that I was not able to serve with him. He was a great man, will be tremendously missed by all of us in the high desert. And I just feel so honored to sit on this board and hopefully carry on some of his legacy in representing the high desert community. Thank you.
Dr. Horn.
Well, Ms. Cox, you're going to have to share more peppermints with us during the meetings if you want to fill Jack's shoes. When I first came to the board, which was more than 10 years ago, Jack was one of the longest-serving and most esteemed members of the board, and he continued to serve as long as he could. He was a huge personality on this board, made a tremendous difference. And what was amazing to me was, as I called him regularly throughout the last year of his life, he was always optimistic, always upbeat, always looking forward to returning to the board. And he will be greatly missed.
Thank you. It is a great regret of mine that I was only allowed 2 years to work with Jack as a member of this board. During this past year, there have been many, many occasions when I sat here and thought, so what would Jack do in this situation? How would he have handled this? So I appreciate his guidance, even though it is not directly present. Is there a motion?
I move that we
pass this resolution in honor of Jack Clark.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We have the resolution, and we'd like to present it at this time to Mr. Derek Sandwick, who is here to receive it.
Can I make a comment?
Most definitely.
Jack spent his entire life in the water industry, his adult life, and he had some amazing accomplishments, including being a key person in the Mojave adjudication, running one of the great successful water districts in the high desert, and serving on the Lahontan board. I spent a great deal of time talking with Jack about his accomplishments and worked with him. And one of his biggest, proudest accomplishments was serving this board, the people on it. He told me of times that all of you didn't agree on things, but he still loved everyone. He didn't just like people, he loved people. And he was a great man, and he thought the world of you guys and his mission with the board and the board's mission. And I'd like to thank you on behalf of his family, and I'll pass the sentiments along. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Before we move to the next three items, I just want to say a couple of things about how we're going to proceed through them. We are very fortunate, again this evening, to have Dita here to facilitate the meeting and the discussion of these items. So what we're going to do for items 2, 3, and 4, and potentially 5 even, is to ask for the presentation with respect to each individual item. And then when the presentation has been completed, we'll have Gita then facilitate the reception of comments and questions from the audience in response to that. And then when those are received, we will go to comments, questions, whatever, from board members, and then move on to the next item in turn. So the three items, just to remind you, are discussion of the USGS proposal with respect to what's known as the background study, a workshop regarding tentative waste discharge requirements relative to the PG&E company Hinckley Compressor Station. Item 4 is an update from various presenters, I believe, with respect to the status of activities related to the compressor station. And then the fifth item, or item 5, will be the fourth item, is public forum. So public forum will be to receive comments from members of the audience, members of the public, regarding any matter that is not related to the background study, is not related to the workshop regarding the waste discharge requirements, and is or is not related to the update presentations. So if you have comments about those three individual items, when you fill out your card, if you can indicate which one of those you're commenting on, that would be helpful. And the reason we want to do it this way is to make sure that with each individual presentation, we get all the response comments to that item before we move on and get involved in another topic. So item two on the agenda